What's up, everybody? Welcome back to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Bermanology. I am joined today for the first time by the sibling of someone who's already been on the show. It is Sonny Styles, the younger brother of Notre Dame 2021 commitment Lorenzo Styles and a 2023 prospect from Pickerington Central High School who on Sunday played his first football game in high school and then when it was over landed a scholarship offer from Ohio State. So that's pretty good. Sonny, well, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, not as good as you. So let's just dive in there. So, you know, you're in a class in Ohio, the 23 class, which is shaping up to be one of the best in recent memory. And we've talked to other players in the class, like Luke Montgomery. We've talked to Trevor Carter down at Ironton. We have not really had much of a chance to talk about or talk to you because you didn't play as a freshman because of an injury. How crazy is it to walk on the field for your first high school football game, dominate the game against a rival in Pickerington North, end the game and get a phone call from Ohio State saying, hey, we're offering you a scholarship?
I mean, honestly, it's just a blessing for real. I'm just put in such a great situation to succeed, honestly. And it just felt so good to get back on the field. Last time I played was eighth grade. So it just felt really good.
You know, I think, you know, for longtime Buckeyes fans who are not like modern recruiting fans, they may not know your brother was recruited by Ohio State and he's going to Notre Dame. They definitely know your father's name from his time playing in Columbus with the Buckeyes. You have such a unique opportunity now to not only draw off of your dad's experience, but your brother. And then, like I said, this offer from Ohio State, you don't get a lot bigger than that this early in a recruitment. How ready are you for what's coming?
I mean, I feel like I'll be pretty prepared. I mean, my brother's been through the process. My dad went through the process a long time ago. And then I just feel I'm in a great situation with like my family, all my family members who've been through it, a lot of experience.
And when I talked to Lorenzo last, when he was on the show, this was I actually think that Lorenzo was the first player that was on our show that didn't end up committing to Ohio State. So, you know, there's like a weird vibe, but is it? Do you feel like you're closer to Notre Dame at this point than other schools, or have you not even considered this because, you know, I mean, Notre Dame hasn't offered yet, but everyone's going to offer soon. So how do you feel about the whole process?
I mean, honestly, I haven't even thinking about what school I want to go to. And I've really been focused on getting my leg right and get ready to play this year. That's really all I've been focusing on the whole offseason, just working out, getting ready.
Can you walk me through Sunday afternoon? You play your first game since eighth grade. It's a nationally televised game on ESPN. You block a punt. You score touchdowns. You're dominating the game. How does the phone call, how does the conversation with Ohio State happen? How did that occur?
So I'm pretty sure Coach Washington had texted my defense coordinator, Coach DeMonico. And Lorenzo ended up calling Coach Washington. So on his phone. So we were just talking. He's just telling me he's very confident in my ability. Says I have a lot of upside. And basically all that was really waiting on was just some film. I mean, he knows what family, like everything about my family. So he knows I got a good character and stuff too. So that was also part of it.
How much conversation has there been with the Buckeyes leading up to this? Because obviously as a 23 prospect, you're not able to really have a lot of open dialogue, but there are loopholes that involve your brother and stuff like that. So, I mean, how have you been able to contact them and how much of a relationship have you built with the Buckeyes leading up to the offer?
I talked to Coach Hinton. I'm not sure if you know who that is. I talked to him every once in a while. And I talked to Coach Washington about him. A month ago, I think. I actually talked to him about 2 weeks ago. So I talk to him every once in a while, just keeping in touch.
Your brother is, a defensive back, wide receiver type player. You are a little bit bigger at 6'4" almost already. Do you see yourself staying in the secondary, or do you think eventually your move is down to linebacker like your dad played?
I think with my ability, athleticism, I feel like I can be able to play multiple positions. But I think it'd be more like an outside linebacker type of guy that'll be able to move around, come down, go back to safety if I needed to, if they need whatever the team really needed. So like I could be that guy, be a hybrid type of guy.
Do doctors expect you to keep getting taller, or are you done with the growing up?
I've been told I could get up to like about 6'6". Just depends on how it goes.
So, I mean, at 6'6", do you start to think that you play, that maybe down the road you play with your hand in the dirt and play a defensive end? I mean, or is that idea, is that idea just make you angry?
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I mean, I feel like my dad, the way he's kind of raised me as a player, he's always trying to make me into like a hybrid type of guy. But I mean, if I'm 6'6", I mean, kind of have to put my hand in the dirt.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a problem.
You know, when I talked to Lorenzo throughout his recruitment, obviously your dad played at Ohio State, as I said, and people know, but there was never really any kind of push from him to have Lorenzo follow in his footsteps. Do you feel like, you know, did you grow up a Buckeyes fan? Did you grow up just a football guy? Like, what did you, how do you see your process working? I mean, do you think there's more of a, I don't know, more of a push one way or the other with you, or not?
I mean, honestly, no one's really pushing me to go anywhere. I mean, growing up, I was kind of neutral. I was never really a big fan of Ohio State or any other two. I was kind of neutral. I mean, honestly, any decision I made, my family would be fine with it. I mean, my brother would love me to come play with him at Notre Dame. If I didn't, he would be happy for me wherever I went. And my dad, you see, with my brother, he's not trying to push me to go to Ohio State. He's going to find out whatever the best school for me to go to. That's where he wants me to go.
With the Buckeyes offer, how many is that for you now, Sonny? What is the count?
That's two officially.
And the first one was from Toledo?
Indiana,
okay, sorry. So, I mean, do you recognize the way that this offer changes your recruitment moving forward? Because once Ohio State offers, I'm sure you've seen it happen on other recruitments, but now all the, you know, the Penn States, the Michigans, the Notre Dames, the Bama, all those come tumbling in. Is that something that, you know, you think is fascinating? How do you respond to that? Because you're going to have to like get a new phone number. You're going to have all these new people following you on Twitter, all these friends that are not friends that are wanting to be friends. Like, how has Lorenzo's recruitment helped you understand what's coming?
I mean, it's kind of just seeing everything that's happened to him, some mistakes he maybe made. It's knowing what to say, not what to say, what to do, not what to do. I mean, that really helps. And then, I mean, everything that's ahead for me, I just feel pretty blessed to be in the situation. You know, I'm just put in a great situation to be succeed. Just want to stay humble, keep my feet on the ground.
Let me ask you, you know, obviously this is just starting for you. So if you had to write out the script for how high school from now until the day you make a college commitment goes for you, how do you think it works? I mean, are you seeing yourself as a guy down the road that takes 5 official visits? Are you seeing yourself as someone who goes and sees 30 different schools? Like, you know, you remind me a little bit of CJ Hicks in the class of 22, like frame and the way you play the game from what I saw today anyway. You know, and CJ told me all the time, he's like, I'm going to take my time. And then he got an offer from Ohio State, and it was like 3 days later he was committed. Obviously, that's not in the cards for you, I don't think, right now. But how do you see this unfolding?
I mean, I'm definitely going to take my time and look at all the schools that offer me. And I'm going to just see what's best for me, what's going to be the best situation. I'm not really going to rush into it at all.
And was there a sense that the offer came from Coach Washington and Ohio State on Sunday when it did, because they don't want to fall behind at all? Like, because other schools are going to offer, I think that maybe they know that you're going to take your time?
I mean, I'm not really sure. I mean, All Friday, I wasn't really expecting it. I mean, everyone else thought it was, but I didn't really think it was going to come in that quick. I thought I was maybe going to get a few other schools. Maybe then they end up coming, but I mean, I'm not really sure, honestly.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot too much, Sonny. I do appreciate you taking time. I know that you are going to be someone that Letterman Row readers hear about a lot more often than they have in the last year. So congratulations on the offer. Congratulations on getting back to the playing field. We look forward to following what you do in the future. So for Sonny Styles, the latest Ohio State offer and second offer in the class of 2023 in the state of Ohio for the Buckeyes, I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll check you next time.